Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, St. Louis. I'm back. It is the Mark Cox Morning Show. I am Mark. That is Dan Buck down the desk there, and Ethan Bright and Sue Thomason here with you this morning. For those of you who missed me last week, I think I owe you an explanation.
Yes, exactly. A lot of people waking up going, "Why he's back? He's back. Where have you been? What happened?"
If you're just tuning in, you might hear a bit of a strain in my voice this morning. It's because I can't breathe. Very deeply
don't,
and right
don't
now.
Don't make him laugh, don't, whatever you do. Don't make you laugh.
Don't make me sing. Yes. But don't make me laugh. I broke 6 ribs, and it's not been a fun week, if I can just tell you that. If you've ever been through it, if you know, you know. And if you haven't,
be grateful.
I pray that you never go through this pain, because with a rib, there's not much they can do. No. So if you hear me grunting,
that grunt was him reaching for a drink. Yeah, or
it's me reaching for some hand sanitizer. Uh-huh. Because let me tell you what I live in fear of right now. It's not Democrats keeping the government shut down. It is catching a cold, because I can't imagine how bad it's going to feel
if I either
sneeze or cough.
Oh my God, I can't imagine.
It's going to be miserable, if I can just tell you that.
Yeah.
So I have, I'm very clearly trying to avoid that mess, Dan Buck. And I'll just tell people who've been wondering what's going on with me. I was duck hunting. And for those of you who hunt, you know. If you don't, you don't know. Everybody speculated that I fell out of a deer stand, which is 20 feet in the air. That's a danger. If you deer hunt,
oh yeah,
it's a risk you have to think of. That is not what happened in this case. I was duck hunting. Duck hunters hunt from the ground, and in some cases below the ground. And what most of them do is they take a big steel box and they dig a hole and they sink it down into the ground at ground level. And then the hunters go down in the box and they put some, you know, something to hold straw over the top of it so the ducks can't see you. So then the ducks fly by and you pop up and you shoot at them. But the day I went duck hunting, it was very foggy. So we were hunting above the blind. And I, in my haste and excitement to shoot a duck, stepped forward and fell into the blind because I forgot where I was.
And the front railing, you've ever been in a duck blind, it has a front steel, railing normally.
A front steel rail, and I fell into that with my left side and broke 6 ribs.
So. Oh, you're so lucky you didn't hit your head, though.
Well, I'm lucky
it
didn't puncture a lung, actually.
Oh, that's true.
The people at Barnes Trauma Unit were great. Shout out to Dr. Boisano down there, Dr. Shore. They were fantastic. I mean, I was a trauma patient. They took me by ambulance. St. Charles County Ambulance District had to drive me to Barnes, where they thought about putting a chest tube in, honestly. They ended up not having to do that, but I've been laid up for a week. I was in the hospital for 3 or 4 days. It's all a blur, and now I'm back. So just so you know, if the voice sounds strained, it's because it's hard to get a very deep breath.
Yeah, man. I'm grateful, brother, because it could have been a lot worse. You hate to say that. I know you're in a lot of pain, but man, if you hit that bar from 6 feet up and with the velocity you were traveling, it could have been really, really bad. Yeah. So
sleep has been a challenge. Just put it that way.
Right.
I have to sleep in a recliner because I can't lay down flat. Because if I do, I can't get back up, and it's also not good for your lungs. When you have limited lung capacity to lay down flat, apparently. So anyway, I'm recovering from that. I think I'm going to be okay, but it's going to be maybe a 7 or 8 week process before I'm back. And I hate that I've given up a whole week of my Responder Rescue ATF raffle promoting it. It's right there at the bottom of the social media page. Please, please, please. I know we're behind the eight ball here because I've been off for a week. But if you've got it in you and you haven't bought any tickets yet, a bunch of great packages, text Responder to 33100. And I'd really appreciate if you would buy a couple of tickets. All the money goes to Responder Rescue. And we'll get into more details on that coming up here shortly.
And we also have coming up shortly the Cardinal raffle, where we're going to give away a couple tickets to 5 games next year. And they're all apparel games, meaning Cardinal apparel given away at these games.
You get a pair of tickets to each game.
Yes.
And that's they're all games where they're giving away Cardinal gear. So we're going to give that away for you here coming up in just a minute. I promise you that.
All right.
But that's my explainer of where I was last week. My thanks to Ryan and Scott and Ethan for hanging in here and kind of filling in while Dan was down playing baseball. Thank you, Dan.
Yeah, absolutely.
National champion.
That's right.
Dan
World
Buck.
Series champs. That's right.
Awesome. Congratulations.
It was fun.
All right, let's get to our top stories, Ethan, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
We could end up with shortages, whether it's in our supply chain, whether it's for the holidays. So, you know, cargo and people are both being slowed down here, and that's for safety's sake.
They voted to sort of kind of end the government shutdown. But we've still got a long ways to go. That was Scott Bessent talking about what could still happen if they don't fix this thing this week. We're into damaging our economy severely, but the Democrats are, by keeping the government closed maybe through Thanksgiving if they don't agree to this in the House and the Senate.
I think they would relish in that. Isn't that sad to think that the Democrats would be happy to see the economy tank?
Yes.
It's pathetic.
President Trump has done his part, secure the border. He's done his part in securing international peace. But now it's up to state and local leaders as well to focus on domestic economics. Because as bad as his solutions are, Mamdani's solutions are, he was still pointing to a problem that's affecting a lot of Americans.
does anybody believe that? I mean, and I don't know where Vivek Ramaswamy is going with all of this. I'm a little worried here. He's saying that Mamdani is speaking to concerns of Americans. What are you suggesting, Vivek?
Comey, Clapper, Brennan, Obama, Monaco all conspired together, all worked together to try to sabotage, undermine, unravel the democratic institutions and structures of this country.
Thank you. Stephen Miller and Tulsi Gabbard are national treasures. Can I just tell you that? Mm-hmm. They're out there speaking the truth about what was done to the voters of this country in 2020. And again, they tried it again since then, nonstop, to prosecute and persecute their political enemies. And it is so much bigger than anything called Watergate that it's unimaginable.
Every criminal alien, ICE and Border Patrol takes off the street, makes this country safer.
Thank you, Tom Homan. And that is the absolute truth. He's talking about the mayor of Chicago wants to call in the United Nations to stop ICE from enforcing American laws on Chicago streets. These people are insane. Hit it, Ethan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Oh, we know what that means.
Oh, we got a Cardinals giveaway for you this morning. Each winner is going to get a different Cardinal ticket pack this week. Today, it is the Cardinal Apparel Pack. You will get a pair of tickets to 5 different games this season where the Cardinals are giving away gear. That's pretty cool. Since I broke 6 ribs, how about caller number 6? Caller number 6 to 314-241-9797. 314-241-9797. We're going to be back in just a minute.
Is the McRib back now, too, I hear?
Don't make me laugh, Dan.
I'm sorry.
Don't make me laugh.
Let's understand that these Republicans have tried to repeal the Affordable Care Act more than 70 different times over the last 15 years. They're not acting in good faith as it relates to dealing with a health care crisis that they're visiting on the American people. This is the same group of folks who just enacted the largest cut to Medicaid in American history as part of their one big ugly bill.
Hans von Spakovsky, you know, the former emperor of the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
All right, we've got Hans with us this morning. We have his Hakeem Jeffries there, Hans, the minority leader in the House. And I think if his lips are moving, he's lying when I hear things like that. But I have a question for you, Hans.
Yep.
They just held a protest that said no kings, but an appeals court in Baltimore ruled that the president must spend money that he doesn't have on SNAP. Who are the kings?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. I mean, that has got to be one of the worst of the worst decisions we've said because, you know, the executive branch, the president, they don't appropriate money. They don't have any constitutional ability to spend money unless Congress has authorized and appropriated it. That was one of the most unconstitutional decisions I have ever seen by a federal judge, and that's someone who just show that they are not qualified to be a federal judge.
Yeah, it was not only a middle finger to the president, it was to Congress, who has the power of the purse, right? I mean, they were denying two branches of government with that ruling.
Right. Well, fortunately, as you know, the Supreme Court stepped in and stayed that decision the same way last week they stepped in and stayed another ridiculous opinion by the lower court saying that the government could not require you to list your biological sex on your passport. Another monumentally stupid decision by the lower courts.
Well, that's breaking news to me, Hans. I did not know. I know that the Trump administration had hoped the Supreme Court would step in on that, but they overruled the Boston appeals court?
Yep, they did.
Okay,
and,
good.
Like I said, that's just another example of the kind of bad decisions, like I said, we're getting from the lower courts.
Yeah. Hey, Hans, one of the big things with the shutdown, obviously they got 8 Democrats to come over and agree, and now it goes to the House for final approval. Looks like the shutdown will end within, you know, a matter of days, hopefully. What do you think the long-term implications are going to be? Do you think we're still going to try to get rid of the filibuster so that the entire Trump administration is not hampered by these kinds of actions from the left?
I don't think the Republicans will agree to do that, because if there's one thing that they know is there are no permanent victories in Washington, and the Republicans know that at some point in the future, they're going to be in the minority, and they're going to want to be able to stop bad things being done by Chuck Schumer or his possible replacement, if you can imagine, AOC. And so I just don't think they're going to get rid of it.
Wow. Because of all of these cases having to go to the Supreme Court for either stays or whatever it happens to be, how unprecedented is this, Hans? Is it?
It is. The emergency docket of the Supreme Court, and that's where all these emergency appeals are going and all these emergency stays, it's the busiest it's ever been. But it's also, like I said, because we have all these lower court judges, and they're basically concentrated in a couple of blue states, California, Massachusetts, Maryland. They are, in essence, defying the Constitution and defying the law. And it's the Supreme Court is being forced to step in to stop this horrible misbehavior by these judges. I'll give you a quick example of another one. Remember all the stuff that's come out about Arctic Frost and how Jack Smith subpoenaed the phone records of all these U.S. senators, and who approved that? Why, our old friend Judge Boasberg, and he approved making these secret, right? So the senators would not know that their phone records had been subpoenaed by Smith. There is a federal law that specifically says that he can't do that. That if Senate offices, if their records are subpoenaed, they have to be notified, and no court can override that statute. So here, Boasberg basically violated federal law to keep this secret from people like Ted Cruz.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
This week, the Supreme Court is hearing a religious liberty case that's a little different than one we've seen before. It deals with a Rastafarian, right?
Yeah, it does, and it's just another example of how this may be one of the biggest terms of the Supreme Court. Because, look, it's not just that case, but we have so many others affecting not just individual Americans, but the powers of the president, elections, the ability of counselors to talk to confused kids about their gender identity, you name it. And from religious liberties to the executive power of the president, there's a case up before the U.S. Supreme Court.
That's amazing. Hans, always great having you on. Thank you.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
All right. We'll talk again soon. In this Rastafarian case, Dan, it's a guy who claims his religious liberties were violated because when he went into prison, they shaved his head.
Oh.
And as a Rastafarian, he had taken a vow in his religious order and had not cut his hair in 20 years. And he sued them for a violation of his religious liberty. Well, it's a 6-3 conservative majority on that court. I don't know how they look at that. I don't know if they will uphold that or not. I mean, they're going to hear it this week. His hair was shaved back in 2020. So they're arguing that they stripped him of decades of religious practice. And we'll see.
We will see what they decide. I also want to circle back in the next half hour, if we get a chance, to talk about what Akeem Jeffries was just talking about regarding health care.
Oh, yeah.
Got a very unique perspective on part of that.
Good. We'll do that. Coming up, we got to check a business, and we're going to get to end of the news before the end of the hour. Stay tuned. All right, happy birthday to the United States Marine Corps, 250 years. Isn't that awesome? November 10th is the birthday they celebrate every year. It was kind of a big one this year. And, of course, the Continental Marines is what they were originally called when they were established back in 1775.
Semper Fi.
I love it. Semper Fi to all the Marines out there. Thanks for they're the ones that take the beach, right?
That's right. I've never personally met a Marine I didn't like. You know what I mean? They're just good people. They're just hardworking. They're always great patriots. They're people who love this country. Most of them have been through hell and just love America. Love you Marines out there.
Absolutely. So, yep. Yeah. You know, I will mention somebody online this morning is talking about our radio signal cutting out.
Yeah.
And I don't know for sure. I noticed it on my way to work a little bit this morning. And here's what I think it probably is. I'll just give you my hint. If you have an HD radio, turn off the HD portion of it. Sometimes there's some problems at the transmitter on occasion, and the HD transmitter will cause glitches in our signal. I can't swear that's what's going on this morning, but if you're in your car and you're having some trouble or you're hearing a glitch in the radio, turn off that HD button, and that usually fixes it.
It probably is the case because I don't recognize it in my old pickup truck, which has no HD radio.
I'm just saying,
I hear no delays, no little pauses, which many people are reporting. I think it's with your HD signal.
It could be part of the problem. We will get our crack engineering team on that this morning. I'll put in a file on that. All right, let's get to business, please. Dom Savino, have your feet touched the ground after that smashing victory by Rutgers over Maryland this weekend?
Cloud nine, baby.
Man alive. How big was that? That was a huge. How many points did you win by, like 20 points?
Yeah, 15, yeah. Oh. By Rutgers standards, I mean, that is a thumping. In the Big Ten, no less, man, that is a killer.
Yeah,
I love it.
And you called that game, right?
I worked at it, yes. Yeah. So I was the MC at the stadium for
it. All right, awesome.
Didn't get to broadcast it, but got to sort of cheer along with it, which was fun.
So I don't know a lot about Rutgers sports, I'll have to tell you, but I just happened to have the game. So for some reason, I turned that game on, and I'm like, wow, Rutgers is kicking their butt. And then I noticed the R on the helmets with the red, white, and blue stripes. Was I missing that? Is that something new?
Yeah, so it was Military Appreciation Day, ironically.
All right.
On Saturday. So football and a bunch of the other sports do it every year.
Yeah.
They'll welcome military members there. We had the New Jersey National Guard as part of the whole fan festival they do before games. A bunch of military vets on the field. So really cool. Really cool. Fly over the whole nine yards.
Yeah. A lot of NFL teams yesterday, too, were in fatigues. And
love those uniforms.
Yeah.
Those were fantastic.
Very cool.
Well, that's cool, man. What's going on in business world this morning?
Yeah, guys, we'll start with what I'm sure you've been talking about plenty already today, which is what appears to be the end of the record-long government shutdown. No surprise Wall Street's talking about it plenty as well. Futures are actually sharply higher on hopes that the Senate's compromise legislation will eventually bring an end to the shutdown. Futures of the tech-heavy NASDAQ are nearly 1.5% higher. That's after last week's sell-off fueled by concerns that the AI rally has gone too far too fast. Even if everything goes well, as you know, it's going to take days to get the government reopened. So this morning, the FAA has added to flight restrictions by effectively prohibiting business air travel at a dozen major airports. Lambert International not on the list. O'Hare is, as are Los Angeles's LAX, Newark's JFK, and several others. The Trump administration, it's weighing whether to establish a 50-year mortgage that would bring lower monthly payments significantly for those who are struggling to buy amid soaring housing costs. But of course, it would come with 20 extra years of payments and significantly more interest paid over the life of the deal, as opposed to the standard 30-year mortgage. Federal housing official Bill Pulte called the proposal a, quote, complete game changer. Pharmaceutical giant Pfizer has claimed victory in a bidding war with Ozempic maker Novo Nordisk. The prize is a development stage obesity drug maker called Metsera. Now, that company does not have a product on the market, but it is working on injectable and oral weight loss treatments. Pfizer is paying $10 billion for that takeover. Restaurants across the U.S. will be serving up deals for veterans and active duty military personnel tomorrow, as you're talking about, in honor of Veterans Day. Cracker Barrel, Bob Evans, Applebee's, Red Lobster, and Buffalo Wild Wings are among the many chains offering free entrees in some form. Just need to provide proof of service. And Target is looking to restore Minnesota Nice to its stores. The Minneapolis-based retailer has issued a new directive to employees to smile and greet a shopper that comes within 10 feet. And if a shopper comes closer, within 4 feet, Target is instructing workers to ask how their day is going or whether they need help.
Wait a minute. Minnesota? I thought it was Wisconsin Nice.
I guess Minnesota folks are nice, too. You
are
know
they
better
really?
Than I would.
Or maybe they're putting these policies in place because they're not currently nice, and they're
right.
trying to make them nice, right?
Don't make me laugh, Dan. That's
I know.
It's going to be the problem within other news. Dom, you don't know this, but I fell a week ago and broke 6 ribs.
Jesus.
I know.
And that's what I said when I got my breath back. And I'm having trouble. I can't. If I laugh too hard or cough, I want to fall over dead. So
yeah.
I just have to tell you, I'm trying to hold my ribs.
Well, don't go into boxing anytime soon then. Goodness,
Mark.
Oh,
my goodness. Yeah, thank
you. It was actually a PETA person with blue hair who came out of the woods and scared him. And he fell.
Yeah, I tackled him.
There you go. Yeah.
Dom, have a good week.
Yeah, you too. Take care of yourself, okay?
Yeah, thank Alrighty. You. I appreciate that. Yeah. I did tell that this morning. That was my original version of that story, that I was about to shoot the duck. And we did shoot 4 ducks that day. We got
right.
4 before my incident. And my buddy Steve was trying to help me out of that hole, but I swore that somebody with a blue-haired PETA member came running out of the woods and shoved me as I was getting ready to shoot the duck. But that's not really true. I'm just a klutz, and I stepped into the duck blind and fell forward and hit my ribs on the front steel portion of that box.
You
Ouch.
Did, though, what every person who's ever shot a gun does. You step into your shot. You get into a prone position. You just forgot you were on a roof and that there was no solid surface to step into. And you were so lucky, man. I know it's hard saying you're lucky with 6 broken ribs, but if you catch your head or break your neck
or
so many other worst results, and you'll get through this, I know. And tough as nails that you're here a week later. I think most people would have probably taken a couple weeks off, but your loyalty to your listeners and to this show is commendable
for
sure.
Well, you're kind, Dan. The pain management people at Barnes kept coming by the hospital room and they kept saying, you know, we can give you an epidural, which will basically block your pain.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't know if I want to do that if I'm only here for a couple of days, because I can't take it with me.
Yeah.
And right now it's, you know, as long as I'm not moving, I'm okay.
You've been standing the whole show, which is amazing. Really?
I can't sit down.
Does that hurt?
Yeah. It compresses my ribs. So the guy said, you are handling this better than any broken rib patient I've ever seen. And I'm not taking credit that I'm anything special. Maybe it's just the way they broke or whatever. As long as I'm not moving, I'm okay. I can't breathe too deeply, and it does hurt sometimes when I move the wrong way or accidentally, you know, sit down the wrong way. It hurts.
I got to ask, how are you getting in your truck? That has got to be ridiculous.
Oh, he's a big, tall truck.
I am fortunate. I bought this truck used. I didn't order it this way. It has hydraulics on it, so I can lower it to lower it to ground level, and I have to step up on the rail, turn sideways, sit down in the seat, and then swing my legs over into the truck before I drive. Huh.
But not horrible pain even doing that. I would think that rotation would hurt. Swinging your legs in. No?
You know why, Dan?
Why?
It's because of this six pack. Now, you can't see it. You can't see it for the fat, for the layer of fat. But it's those stomach muscles that are now paying off.
That pony cake's coming in handy, huh?
I know. Oh, God, that hurts.
Oh, don't do that. Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to make you laugh, man. Oh, that's terrible.
We're going to be back with In Other News in just a minute.
Oh. What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In Other News.
All right, so I've often asked why it takes them so darn long to restart these series, like to have a season two or a season three. And back during COVID, it's because everything was shut down and we couldn't get this started. We couldn't get that started.
Right.
Guess what? And Sue, I don't know if is Sue with us. She with
she
us.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Have you watched Landman?
No.
It's amazing.
You need to watch Landman. Billy Bob Thornton. Mm-hmm. It is a great series.
So good.
And it's finally back on November 16th. So 6 more days.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I guess, what is that? Saturday? I didn't look at my calendar. When is that?
Sunday?
Sunday.
Yeah, because 7 days from now.
Yeah. So this Sunday, the 16th, season 2 drops, and I hope they drop them all at once, because I hate it when they only put one out and you got to wait till the next Sunday to see the next. That's the old school. I want them all dumped so I can binge them. But it's coming out on the 16th.
Wow.
They can't play as many ads or something, maybe. I don't know. They got to string you along for some reason. Yeah.
I mean, Great British Bake Show is my speed.
I watch that too, Sue.
It's so freaking good. Okay. That was over the weekend. That's about where I'm at.
One of my big favorite things in life is to treat myself occasionally at McDonald's. Believe it or not.
I get okay. it. That, I totally
I
get
just,
it.
It's like my vice, right? But the the franchise is celebrating 70 years, and what they've done is they have gone to some employees and asked them what the best trade secrets are. What has made McDonald's successful over 70 years? What are some of the things that you would think of that make
fries.
Them successful? Fries, number one.
Big Mac.
Did you know their fries are not vegan, though? Found that out. I didn't know that in this article.
Does that matter to you?
Well, no, not to me, but I think a lot of people who are vegan think that's one thing they can have.
You know how to tell if somebody's vegan?
No.
They'll tell you.
Exactly. No, yeah. Here's one of the cool things that came out of this report. Everybody says that their sodas just taste better.
Yes.
It's because their straws are bigger, so you get a more flavorful drink every time you sip out of their straw.
Interesting.
Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
And here's another little trade secret. You know the McGriddle, which I just, that's like my vice in the mornings.
Wait a minute. Stop right there. Yep. Is that the thing that has injected syrup in it?
Yes. Well, guess what?
I'm out.
Trader Joe has created a copycat recipe. You can actually make your own McGriddle at home.
Really?
Yeah. Apparently, they've got a thing called the Dutch griddle cakes. They're available at all Trader Joe's, and you can put your sausage patty and your eggs on there, and bam-o.
Make your own.
You've got your own McGriddle. So just a couple trade secrets.
Are you going to actually do that?
I will. I love McGriddles. Also, their best eggs are in the McMuffin. Don't get the eggs that are in the Big Breakfast. Because that comes from a liquid. The one in the McMuffin comes from a cracked egg.
So good.
Yeah.
So since you're the expert on all things McDonald's,
yep.
Richie on Facebook this morning, when I told the story about my broken ribs earlier, said, oh, you're in luck. McDonald's is bringing back the McRib this week.
Oh, no. That's what's wrong.
Which I know is Sue Thomas's favorite.
No. Oh. That's a disgusting sandwich
they
in my book.
So bad.
Oh, and it's just pressed whatever's.
Oh, is that a rib?
Yeah.
No, it's just a bump.
It's just a big old so pressed bad. Piece of whatever's left of the
Does that mean
the
there's...
Pig.
Well, I wish I was boneless right now. Can I just tell you?
Oh.
That's what she said.
Ouch.
Okay. Oh, don't make him laugh. He's hurting, guys. Oh, don't make him laugh.
It hurts to laugh.
It hurts him to laugh.
So here's a question for you, ladies. What do you do when you're on maternity leave? A South Carolina mom went out and nabbed a 12-foot alligator during her maternity leave. She was off work anyway, and she went alligator hunting.
Like you do.
Like her everybody
name,
does.
Her name is Kim St. Ange.
No,
just kidding.
Ouch. And she killed a 12-foot alligator, and they're going to make it into a full-body rug for their house.
That can't be soft.
That the baby can lay on or what?
So. No, I don't know what you do with that.
Well, you did say Florida, didn't you?
No, South Carolina.
I'm blown away.
Dan, you'll like this woman. Uh-huh. They posted video of her family rolling through a McDonald's drive-thru with a 12-foot alligator in the back of their truck.
Wow.
Lord.
Wow.
The tail of this thing, there's a picture of them holding it up. It's in the New York Post today. There's a picture of them. They got it up on a crane. From the back legs to the end of the tail is longer than her husband who's standing next to it. He's 6 feet tall.
Man.
It's unbelievable.
That's
huge.
Awesome.
Huge.
And she did it while on maternity leave because
she's
too pregnant to be at work. But by gosh, she can go wrestle and kill an alligator.
I guess.
Here we go.
All right, coming up, we're going to get to former Senator Bill Igel. He's got a big event coming up this week that I was planning to help him out with until I broke 6 ribs. We're going to talk about it at about 7:20, and we're going to talk to Dr. Mark Siegel from Fox News. He's got a new book out, and we're going to get to that coming up. Stay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.